My name is Zhao Ying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhao Ying. My iPhone auto correct Zhao Ying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
You know how I can tell my pussy is tight as fuck?
Yeah.
When I pee, mm-hmm. you know, when you go to a public bathroom and you mm-hmm. hear other people pee, mm-hmm. and I'll hear other women pee, and it's like water pouring out of a pitcher. Mm-hmm. Mine is a fucking spray hose.
Oh yeah, that's Asian pee.
It's not. It's not like it's some pouring. It's being forced out. It's being forced out of a small opening.
Yeah,
that's my pee, and that's yes. how I know my pussy is.
Yeah, kiss. Because all of your Chef's muscles kiss. Is so tight.
Yeah,
yeah. Hi guys, I'm Zhao Ying Summers. Welcome back to Tiger Milk Podcast. This episode, I have the real fucking deal. I've been looking up for her career, looking up to her career. I don't speak English. She's just such a fucking icon. TV shows, movies, stand-up, and she is a gorgeous, sexy Asian lady. She's gonna kick your ass. She's funny and gorgeous. I'm ready for the very funny, very beautiful. Helen Hong!
Thank you for having me.
I saw you were Chinese.
No, I'm Korean.
Hong can be Chinese or Korean.
Hong can be Chinese and Korean or Vietnamese.
All Vietnamese.
And people ask me why, and I say because all of us at one point were Chinese.
Yes, I love the honesty.
Yeah, because China is the mother of all of Asia.
Yes.
And so everybody who's Asian at some point came from China.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys are the OGs.
I think we are.
You are. Yeah. You legit are. And so, like, all Koreans were at one point Chinese. All Japanese floated over, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
On the past the ocean.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to have you.
Yeah.
So when we met, I was drunk as fuck at Joe Coy's event.
We met at Joe Coy's Easter Sunday big premiere at Rideback Ranch. And we were both on the lineup and you crushed. First of all, I didn't know who you were. Uh-huh. I see this gorgeous. I honestly thought you were somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is very sexist of me.
No, it's not. Everybody thought I was somebody's girlfriend.
You were in a spray painted dress. Like your dress was so hot and so tight.
Yeah, I had to wear underwear because it was so short. Normally, like, I don't wear any underwear,
I think
but
I could
to.
See your vagina lips.
Yes.
Like, I could see the shape of your vagina lips.
It's beautiful.
And I was like, those are nice lips. Mm-hmm. But you were spray painted into your dress and you were so, and you would full glam, hair, makeup, the whole thing. And like, you were wearing like 17 inch heels. And I was like, whose bitch is this? And then I found out you were on the lineup and I was like, she a comic? Who is this bitch? And then you went on stage and you crushed. Subsequently, I went on stage and ate a dick. Like, I was the only comic up on that night. But you then got so, and you were so nice to me. You were so kind.
Really?
And complimentary.
Oh, I was nice to you.
Oh my God.
I saw you all the time on TV.
I'm so amazed to meet you. And then you got so tanked.
I didn't have any food all day. And I had
and they were giving away free Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah.
Bottles.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's how fancy it was.
Uh-huh. And also, I had like 20 tequilas, I know.
Yeah. And you were shit tanked at the end of the night. And we did a TikTok that still exists on my TikTok of you being like, this is how long.
I mean, people don't think I'm drunk because I don't speak English anyway.
And you, like, you impressed me on so many levels because I made an assumption about you that was very sexist. I thought, who's this bitch? That's somebody's girlfriend. And then you went on stage and you crushed and you were so kind and nice to me. Aww. And you then got wasted.
I'm sober now.
And we did an amazing. Really?
I'm 8 months sober, almost 8 months.
Congratulations.
I'm 8 months sober. Yeah, I was so drunk. It was, people have been talking about that because. Because I was so drunk and the people were talking about, I was nice drunk. I'm just like, I'm
yeah, you were happy drunk. Happy drunk.
Yeah, and then I left. I had no food in my stomach. Yeah. So that's probably why. Also, my divorce was going crazy.
And also, I was a little bit concerned because I was like, who did you come with? Like, who's mm-hmm. taking you home?
Like, I had like my Asian and lady friends.
Thankfully, you were with your reps.
Yes.
And I was like, are you okay? Is she okay? And they were like, we got her. And
yeah, my PR was also there. They're like, you're a comedian. They drink they do drugs. It's okay, you're drunk. It's fine. We don't care. I'm like, people are talking shit about me. But they're seeing the things like she's a drunk bitch. I'm like, that's what I do. You know, like, it's not like something new. I'm not going to be mad at it. But I'm 8 months sober now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a choice I made because I need to be sober for the children in the morning because I can't read books for them at night. Yeah. They don't have me. In the morning, they come to my room.
Yeah.
And I can't be like, go away, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's so good. You know what? I've been sober. I didn't make a decision to become sober. I just kind of drank less and less and less, mm-hmm. like especially during the pandemic because I wasn't going out. And I just drank less. And now I'm on heavy-duty mental health medication. I'm on like...
I want to talk about it.
Meds, and so I can't drink.
I loved your joke when you talked about when you see a psychiatrist yes. and she drugged you up, be like, no, don't talk to me. Zip. There's somebody else cheaper for you to talk to who don't have my degree.
It's true.
I died. I'm just like,
it's
a bitch.
True.
You tell the truth.
It's true.
It's so funny.
It's true. Well, can we get real?
Yes. Oh, we get real.
Okay. So 2023 was literally the worst year of my life to the point where I almost committed suicide. I was in such a dark place that I almost committed suicide. So many horrible things happened to me in succession. And then like I had a sinus infection for 7 months, which caused me to not be able to fly. So I lost like $10,000 worth of gigs in 1 month. And then like all these other personal things happened. And then on top of like, it was like one thing and then another thing. And then my dog died in the worst possible way. And I can't even talk about it. But my dog died. And then I had a psychotic break. I had severe panic attacks. I couldn't sleep more than 2 hours a night. I would wake up every 2 hours like, and to the point where I hadn't slept for 2 months. And I was like, I'm going to jump off a bridge. Like, I'm going to kill myself. Like,
When you lose that kind of sleep,
You
lose your mind.
Yeah, I was losing
sure.
my mind.
For sure.
I was losing my mind. And so I was like, if this goes on, I'm going to kill myself because I can't function. And so my sister said, if you don't see a shrink, like a professional psychiatrist, I'm going to have you institutionalized. I'm going to put you in a mental hospital. And so I was like, okay. So I find a shrink, amazing shrink. Like thankfully, like he had a cancellation the next day, which was like magic because they're booked out.
The good ones.
Because everybody's crazy now.
Yeah.
So literally everybody needs help. So the shrinks are like, there's a 3 month wait. To see a new shrink.
Yeah,
like,
so if you died in 3 months, is
nobody can... Like, if I had to wait 3 months, I would have died.
Yeah.
I call this, like, shrink, and he had a cancellation the next day, which is magic. That's God. I feel like that's fate. And so I went to see him, and he was like, you need to be on this med and this med and this med. I'm putting you on maximum dosage of Valium, Ambien, Cymbalta, like, the whole
nine.
Yes, keep
talking, girl. I'm coming.
That and, like... Are you like,
oh, yeah, give it to me.
Girl, I went on these drugs. I felt better immediately. So I had like a chemical, it was a chemical imbalance that I had. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so now I'm on so much drugs, I can't drink.
Cool. But you're so high, you don't need to drink.
I'm so
high. You're happy.
I'm not so happy, but I'm alive.
I like Chinese now.
I'm alive.
That's amazing. That's so beautiful because talking about you losing all the sleep from all the trauma, I almost killed myself because of postpartum depression. Majority is like I did not sleep for a year.
Yeah.
There's no sleep.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep and then I couldn't do it. I had a very mentally abusive ex-husband who is mentally abusive. Like if he just punched me on the face, I'll kill him. I'll neuter him. But like he didn't do that. He's like, I love you so much.
Worse.
And I want to sleep in the morning. He would play music, loud music in my room. I don't know why I can't. Like he's so abusive, like in the little ways. Like so disgusting.
Sneaky.
I can't even see. Sneaky. He's a fucking snake. And I think I went crazy. I just felt there's nothing left for me because I couldn't sleep and I just can't sleep.
You know, there's a reason why sleep deprivation is a torture. It's considered a torture.
It is a torture.
By international standards, it's a torture.
Yes. Sleep also, like in jail, people would torture prisoners to get secrets out of there.
Yeah, because you lose your mind. You really.
Yeah.
I mean, I went 2 months and I lost my mind. So I can't imagine after a year.
It's awful. I mean, I thank God I had a son. If I had a daughter, I'd kill myself right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got lucky.
But those passive aggressive people.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. It's like it's better if they if he had just punched you.
Yeah, because I can react to it. I know you are hurting me. I'll punch you back.
But like it's the it's gaslighting.
Gaslighting. Oh my god! Like
cause he's like because you're like me. You're like is he being
or he just being he just or just he just he's a father I never had because Asian parents are abusive. My mom's like you're so ugly. It's okay. And when he say like you are getting fat, I'll be like. He care about me. He's worried like I would look ugly in that dress in front of other people. He's like, you look like, oh, I had a baby. I was wearing a tube dress to go to Ice House for like the first book show I ever had. I was 2 months in comedy. He's like, you look like sausage meat puking out from the sausage bag. And I just feel so ugly. Like, wow. I just feel like a big, disgusting earthworm. Who just got run over by a car with my fucking fat spewing out. I just felt, I was
at
disgusted
your fragile
myself.
State with postpartum depression.
Yeah,
that's a real
I got disgusted by my body. I couldn't look at myself. I hate everything about me. Oh. It was so disgusting. And that's why, like, taking care of our mental health as Asian people, we have to talk about it. It's nothing embarrassing
we
about it.
We have to talk about it.
Being poor is gross, but like, being crazy, it's okay.
If you're poor, you're a piece of shit. But yeah. If you're nuts, get help.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. You're like crazy people. You know, it's okay to be crazy. And it's okay.
And so many of us are crazy. And why wouldn't we be? Especially immigrants.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
Immigrants, we're set up to be fucking nuts.
We are because there's no turning back. There's no plan B.
And there's no it's like you're a strange, like, it's like you have no home.
No home.
You know, you're a stranger in a strange land wherever you go. Your parents are struggling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't know. Like, I just recently watched The Farewell with Awkwafina. I hadn't watched it when it came out.
I haven't. I watched it. I lied to her when I see Awkwafina. I was like, oh my God, it was so good. She's like, yeah, you're like, oh, I love it.
I didn't even. I recently watched it. After not having watched it when it came out. And there's a great scene where she does talk about, like, basically the immigrant experience where she was like, I was six and we moved and everything, like, nobody was around. And, like, I was terrified because you – she's talking to her mom. She's like, you had so much fear in your eyes all the time that I was terrified. And I thought that is so poignant because – when you're young, you look to your parents. Yeah. Your parents are the ones that are supposed to have it together. They have all the answers. They're the strong one. But if you look at your parents are falling apart.
Oh, your world
like what? Down. Who is holding this shit together? If yeah. They can't hold this shit together.
Yeah.
And they're my parents. And that was such a point. That's the best scene in the movie.
Oh, yeah. That's
if
very
If you see
powerful.
Her again, tell
that's
her.
Very powerful.
You can just
I'll
verbatim
just see that. I'll just say, yeah. I love how you delivered it. It was so important that now I have to be strong for my son because that movie inspired me. I mean, my son, only my son, not my daughter because she's a girl. She's three and chubby. That's a loser.
How old are your kids?
I don't really remember, but... My daughter just turned three, and my son is turning five next month.
Dude, you have little kids.
They are little, and my marriage break apart, and they left. Their father is gone, so he's not in the picture really.
So he's like,
no, he sees them once a month. Like my gardener sees them more. Jose sees Winston more. Jose and his wife sees my Winston more.
Jose,
steps up. Yeah, yeah,
God
he,
damn.
Yeah, and. Yeah, but they have me. I'm trying to be strong. I don't show my weakness around them. I try. That's why it was for them. For me to get sober was mandatory because there's a few times when they came to my room. He's like, "Mommy, I want you to read this one, this story with me." I was like, "Go away!" And he started crying. He's like, "Daddy is not here. You don't like me anymore." So I said, I still like you. He's like, no, mommy, you don't like me. Whenever I come to see you in the morning, you get angry because I'm hungover.
You're hungover.
I just like, I can't think. My head is killing me. I have this major migraine.
Of course.
And I have I have a good tolerance. That time I was drunk because I didn't eat anything. I had 20 tequilas. Normally, I drive everybody home after I get drunk. I still can function. So that's a bad thing because that means you have alcohol dependency.
Yeah.
We can drink so much. So I, because of the kids, I got sober. I decided to get sober in Austin after the show. I murdered the show. It was sold out. The fans were amazing. And I went back to my hotel room. I drank two bottle of wine straight. Oh, I asked myself, why did I start vomiting? Why? I threw up on my, like, I started choking on my throat. I'm like, why do I do this to myself?
Yeah.
Then I realized the self-sabotaging behavior I have. I don't feel like I deserve success. Being successful make me uncomfortable. I'm still this little girl nobody loves, who's ugly and nobody wants. So I want to remove myself from that successful woman in demand.
That is a very astute observation that you made.
I really felt, because I was in therapy for like already for 6 months.
Oh shit.
I got in therapy last year on January because I hit to a point that I hate myself.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what I achieved, I hate myself. I just
I still haven't found therapy. I'm still just on drugs. Like the joke that I posted that you're talking about is absolutely amazing. True. Like my psychiatrist is like, you should see a counselor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, isn't that part of your job? And he's like, no.
I don't do that.
Give you the drugs. And he keeps saying you should find a counselor. And I'm like,
how about you help me find one? Refer me.
He's tried.
Get me. Try harder.
Yeah.
Try harder.
But like, honestly, it's probably the immigrant in me. It's probably a lot of things. But talk therapy.
I think he should get one for you. You should be like, hey, psychiatrist, get me a fucking counselor. I'm going to tutor your son math for free, calculus, algebra. He'll be like, okay. He can call somebody. Hi, Dr. Gray.
Well, he doesn't
Dr.
know.
Gray, I'm see you
the
now.
Asian that's horrible at math.
You are the only Korean who's horrible. Because your mom didn't beat you at school. Like, if you don't get A+.
No, I'll tell you why. Because I did too well and I skipped a grade.
Oh.
I skipped all of fourth grade.
Oh, shit.
And
you're a genius.
That was a mistake because fourth grade, you actually learn.
That's the fourth grade.
You learn shit in fourth grade. I don't know how to do fractions because that happens in fourth grade. Uh-huh. I don't know how to do like dividends, dividing. Uh-huh. That happens in fourth grade. So like I was doing too well and I was in a Catholic school that had like a pro, like they allowed that. Uh-huh. Like they were like, Helen's doing so well, she can skip fourth grade. Uh-huh. So I skipped all of fourth grade and I went immediately into fifth grade. And then I was like, what is happening? I don't know what's happening. I literally lost an entire
year. You become a normal person. I'm no longer a genius.
I was no longer a genius.
Also, like the pride as a kid when you are the best and then all of a sudden you become normal. You don't want to learn anymore. You're like, fuck everybody. Fuck everything.
Thank you.
It's not my, like, fuck
you. Not only that, but you know, I was small anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a tiny Asian person in this white, this was in Brooklyn. So like black and white kids school. And then suddenly I'm in a whole year younger. Mm-hmm. So I was the smallest in my grade by a lot. Mm-hmm. And that affects your mental.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some of these kids were a foot taller than me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like this tiny little person. And now I don't know what's going on in math class because I didn't know what a fraction was because I skipped that year.
That sucks to be the Asian person who's no longer good at math. It's like losing my tight pussy. You know, I can't even imagine it. I couldn't believe my pussy is still so tight after the babies. Like, I never want to have kids.
It's something in the genetic code that the Asian pussy just.
Yeah, it went back to like this. And when I found out my pussy went that tight, like after the baby, I became a different person. I regret marriage. I regret not whoring around.
Yeah.
Like, I whenever I go.
Well, it's not too late.
I go to Starbucks, I'll be like.
Like the Sharon Stone?
Yeah, I'm just like, I have the coffee here. I just like, you know, I try to like.
But with the parody Sharon Stone, where it's like.
I can't believe it. No, but people are thinking me for granted. Like, my pussy went back to when I was 18. I feel so bad for life. Like, I feel bad.
Wait, how do you know this? Did you stick a sausage up there?
And no, like, I tried to.
Did you?
Okay, don't repeat this. I try to stick two fingers deep down, and it's like my pussy grabs it like this. So I'm no.
Like a suck.
Yeah. It's hard to take out. I'm like, oh my God.
I love it.
I married
after
down.
After you had two kids.
Yeah. After the first one, I already got cocky. So second one, I didn't even do Kegel. I'm like, fuck that.
Damn.
I can't believe it. I feel bad.
It's something in the genetic. Genetic about
the Asian pussy. Go back.
You know how I can tell my pussy is tight as fuck?
Yeah.
When I pee, you know, when you go to public bathroom and you hear other people pee. Mm-hmm. And I'll hear other women pee and it's like water pouring out of a pitcher. Mine is a fucking spray hose.
Oh yeah, that's Asian.
It's not like it's some pouring. It's being forced out. it's being forced out of a small opening.
Yeah.
That's my pee. And that's yes. how I know my pussy is.
Yeah. Kiss. Because all of your Chef's muscles kiss. Is so tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad nothing's going on with that.
Well, people, she's crazy and she is available and her pussy is tight. Her pussy will break you. It will break.
You know why?
That's a good way to die.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, I think your pussy killed Bruce Lee. Remember he went to Hong Kong, fucked the Kennedy, fucked the Hong
Can
Kong
I make
actress,
t-shirts?
And died.
Can I make t-shirts?
Yeah, yeah.
My pussy killed Bruce Lee.
Yeah, and died in bed with like after he came, he died with a brain aneurysm because her tight Kennedy's pussy just fucking snapped him.
It was he was trying to put his head into my
He's
pussy.
Like, who you know? And he just died. I feel bad. I love you, Bruce Lee.
My pussy, at this point, I haven't hooked up in so long. My pussy is, it's in peak.
Mm-hmm. You are a virgin again.
I'm re-virgin.
I think God would
have. I'm re-virginated.
Like, yeah. God sure. would for sure think you are a virgin.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah, it's been so long. Well, can I tell you why it's been so long yeah. and get real again?
Yeah.
You know, I had breast cancer 2 years ago.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. You are
Dude,
so
I have all kinds of
nice.
Shit that happened to me. I had breast cancer 2 years ago. Thankfully, I no longer have cancer. Thank you. I don't have cancer today. But, and I got really lucky because I found my cancer at a very early stage, stage zero, which is super fortunate.
So lucky.
But I opted to get a double mastectomy, full double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And as part of your cancer treatment, they will give you free fake titties.
How big? You got it.
That's, I do this in my act. I tell this as my jokes.
Oh my God.
I was like, how big are we going? Are we talking double Fs? Are we talking quadruple Gs?
What's a quadruple G?
A quadruple G is three times a G.
Shit.
It's goddamn big. Good, goddamn big.
Oh my God. It's just like G's. How you titty fuck. Yeah.
So I was like, how big are we going? And they said, unfortunately, because this is not a breast augmentation, it's a breast reconstruction. You can only go same size or smaller.
Ew.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I want to talk to the manager.
Who should I have fucked to get this?
This is fucking bullshit. And they were like, hey, how about no cancer? And I was like, fair. I was like, all right, fair. So,
oh my God, they suck. I'm sucks. Like, why do you open my tits? Like, can I buy implants?
So.
Did you buy some implants?
No, like, they can't because I don't have breast tissue. I don't have any breast tissue because I had a full double mastectomy. So I only have skin and I have nothing underneath. So there's just for some medical reason, which I think is bullshit, they won't let me go bigger. So I had to go same size or smaller. So obviously I went same size.
Mm-hmm.
And and they're a little lumpy because, do you know what they're like? What do you know like? A Capri Sun bag?
Capri Sun bag.
Have you ever had a Capri Sun?
What's that? I don't speak English well.
It's a drink that comes in a pouch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see that.
It's a kid's drink that doesn't come in a box.
The kid's
comes
drink.
In a pouch.
A pouch, yeah.
It's like that.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of lumpy.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that is my tit.
Well.
So, I haven't really hooked up because I haven't really had... I've been busy as fuck. I just had a kid, right? So... My sister had a kid, so I have a two-year-old in my house, so busy as fuck. And also the pandemic and, you know, all this stuff was happening to me, and then I lost my mind last year, so I haven't really hooked up in a really long time. But I'm going to start hooking up, and I'm going to see how men's reaction to my Capri Sun titties.
Yes, that's a new 1 hour of your Netflix special. That is
it's Capri Sun like titties. A whole chunk. It's going to be at least a 20-minute chunk of my new special is going to be
Capri Sun titties.
Capri Sun titties.
That's amazing.
Maybe that'll be the title of the special.
Capri Sun is amazing. It's proud. I'm proud. I have titties you never had before.
Capri Sun titties.
Yeah, Capri Sun titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Grab a pouch.
Yeah, grab. You're so funny.
Squeeze the pouch.
Oh my God. Squeeze
the
pouch.
Get the juice out.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. You're such a powerhouse Asian woman because other than all of your talent, all of, you know, all the tough things you go through, and now you are helping your sister raising the children.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Can you tell me more about it? Like, I want to know because my brother has a daughter, like he didn't have a wife. So it was a situation that she
I'm so proud of her because she was turning 40 And she was like, I don't have a partner and I don't want to settle.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I love that.
From an Asian woman, that's a lot. Because we live so for people's judgment.
Women. Oh my God, not even Asian women. All women. Like, I've know so many women who I meet their partners and I'm like, oh, hey, you settled.
Yeah, like I can see it.
You just, the clock was ticking and you went, I'm just locking in with what this.
Yeah, but like the worst is like when the guy is openly cheating and everybody knows and they know. And they don't, just like, at least I have a husband. I'm like, no.
Especially
he's not your husband. He's everybody's husband, you know.
Especially
you're just doing the homework. Yeah. And you are cleaning the house for him.
Anyway, my sister was like, I'm not going to settle. I'm 40. I want to have a baby. I'm not going to settle. I don't know. I'm not putting up with bullshit or like living with somebody that who I'm like fucking rolling my eyes half the time.
Oh.
And I make my own money mm-hmm. and I'm going to do this shit myself.
Mm-hmm.
So she bought sperm.
What kind of species did she buy? Like,
what kind of species?
Like, how tall are they? Which school they went to?
She bought a human, but white and tall, 6'2".
Ooh. That's good.
6'2", good build.
Yeah.
Aquaman. Like a little bit dark, like a little bit Jason Momoa. Oh. He's not actually Polynesian, but like has a dark.
Dark features
and like a good build.
Nice.
Like Aquaman.
Smart. Went to good school. Ivy League is more expensive, right?
Ivy League is definitely more expensive. She didn't go for Ivy League. She wanted someone who was like kind as opposed to like a genius. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm smart enough.
Yeah.
I got…
Also, Asian has strong genes.
Exactly.
And
it's true because he looks very Asian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Strong Asian.
She overrides everything.
Yeah. But she picked good genes because this kid is smart as fuck and great. Like a happy, happy kid.
That's so good.
A really happy kid and smart as hell. Listen how smart this little fucker is. I love him to death. He's 2.5.
Oh.
You know, sometimes 2-year-olds barely speak.
Because they are terrible. Terrible twos. They don't speak. They're angry.
This kid talks so well that I was reading him The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which is a book about a caterpillar. Like, he tries eating berries and he's still hungry. And he eats apple. He's still hungry. He eats, like, all these different things and he's still hungry. Finally, on the last day, he eats a leaf. And he's like, ah, that's what I was supposed to eat. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, telling him at the end of the story, I'm like, you know, different animals are supposed to eat different things. Like, caterpillars are supposed to eat leaves. People are supposed to eat fruits and veggies and meat, and we're not supposed to eat leaves. This little kid looks at me and goes, but I eat spinach. I was like, well, fuck.
He's Asian.
You got me.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking outsmarted me.
I have nothing. Stare, like, I eat spinach.
He literally was like, I eat spinach, and that's a leaf. And I was like, I literally threw the book. I was like, fuck, I got nothing.
Oh,
like, you beat me.
So smart.
And he's 2.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, the fuck? You're, like, outsmarting me at 2. He's like, I eat spinach. What you got, bitch? I was like,
wow,
I got nothing.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I have my son. He's, like, 4. He asked me, hi, mommy, why did your daddy leave you? I said, no, he left us. He goes, no. He didn't leave me because I go to his house. I'm welcome. And he didn't talk to you. So why did he leave you, mommy? It's okay. It happens, you know. He's like me. He opens for me at my comedy shows. 1 minute. He's like, it's okay, mommy. Why would he leave? I'm just like, I'm in a good mood, Winston. Just shut up, you know. Like, he's just like, it's okay. Don't worry, mommy. I'm here for you.
No, you know what?
You want the bandage for your heart. He literally put the bandage on my tits. And he's like, can I drink your milk again? He's 4. I'm just like, go away.
You know what? They're, you got to be straight with them.
I'm like, no, I left him because I don't like money.
I left him because he was trash.
Yeah, I left him. I don't like money and he's trash.
No, you
and
still
I have better
money.
Dicks. Not as much as I used to, but I'm going to make more money.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That was, you know what?
Also, my pussy is so tight. Guys, Jesus Christ. I just like, I have Patreon and OnlyFans, but I only have comedy contents. My fans are begging to see my asshole and pussy. I'm like, I only have dignity left. Like, I'd rather make $1 to tell dick jokes on stage. I'm not showing you my pussy and asshole. They are offering $5,000 for my asshole. I'm like, I can't do it. I just don't want.
I mean, can you do asshole
somebody
without
else.
Your face in it?
Somebody else. I still can't do it. I just don't know why.
No.
I don't want to
like an anonymous asshole.
So I can just get somebody else asshole to do it. But I want to do a sex scene for Ang Lee's movie for free.
With who for free?
Ang Lee's movie, like Brokenback Mountains. the movie he did. I'll do a sex scene for his movie for free.
I will.
I want art.
I'll do a sex scene. Yeah. I'll do a sex scene with Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, I'll fuck Brad Pitt.
100%.
Yeah, I'll sit on his face. I'll talk about the AA with him. I'm like, it's okay, you know. Yeah.
I will eat Pedro Pascal's asshole.
I'll totally toss Brad Pitt's salad for sure. Like, yeah, I don't even
there's
care.
A few. There's a few that I will like. Pedro Pascal is first on my list.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird one, but Eric Bana. Do you know him?
I don't know him, but
he played. Did you see Troy with Brad Pitt?
Uh-huh.
He the guy that fights.
Oh.
Brad Pitt,
uh-huh.
Like the real fighter that fights cute. Brad Pitt.
He's cute.
I like dark hair.
Okay.
Dark hair, rugged.
Uh-huh.
I would eat his asshole. Eric Bana or Pedro Pascal. If you want your asshole licked, eaten, whatever, tongue in it, for free, no problem. I will sign an NDA.
That's amazing. I want to fuck Brad Pitt. I don't care he's old. I don't care he's 60. He's old, he's tired, you know. You know, it's good.
You know that the number one item on my bucket list is to have a threesome with Brad and Angelina.
Oh my God. That's she also had the double.
Yes. Yes, that's
so
right.
He can suck on four bags of.
So we would. Four bags of Capri Suns. Although, something tells me her tits came out better than mine. Do you know what I mean?
She did.
Like,
something.
I was at Keck USA. Like, mm-hmm. She went to the best hospital on planet Earth, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm sure her tits are less Capri Sun than mine. Yeah. But that's the number one item on my bucket list is to have a threesome with Brad and Angelina. And it's getting harder and harder. They hate each other. But maybe there's a hate fuck situation.
Oh, hate fuck is the best. Hate fuck is the best.
A hate fuck situation, and I can just sneak in there somehow.
Yeah, the first time I left my ex-husband, he seduced me back and bought me something nice, like houses. And I fucked the shit out of him. I hate him.
Fuck.
But it was the best sex. One of the best.
I hate fuck is so.
It's so good. Yeah.
Mm, why is that?
I don't know why. Now I just
animalistic.
Guess. I don't know why I just have dignity. Like, I just can't do that. It's okay. My tour is going to make more money.
It's because you quit drinking and you got the dignity back.
Yeah. I just don't want to. Like, I'll do sexy photos, but like, I'm just not going to like do this. Show my fucking pussy because it's so tight. It's worth more money. I'll do a sex thing. For angry or for like a major.
That's what that's the girls who make the most money don't show anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't show.
Yeah, exactly.
They show plenty, but they don't show the goods.
Yeah, I don't show anything. And
like,
I make
there's
so
a
much
girl
money.
That I follow on Instagram and I'm obsessed with her. What's her name? Abigail. Do you know who I'm talking about? Abigail. Can you look it up? Abigail. I gotta look it up. She's so, I wanna fuck her so hard.
I think I'm gonna become a lesbian very soon because men suck.
What's her name? Abigail. Anyway, she shows almost everything. Abigail Ratchford. She has 9.2 million followers on Instagram. And she shows almost everything, but she won't show her titty and she won't show nipple and she won't show pussy. And she makes, I'm sure,
millions
and millions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And nobody knows what her pussy looks like.
That's the beauty of it.
Abigail Ratchford, I will eat your asshole.
Yeah, I know her on Instagram. Oh, she's hot. She's so hot.
So hot.
She's like a cartoon character because she's like so pretty.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Cartoon character.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would lick and eat and suck on all that.
Yeah. Hot, hot, hot.
So hot. Yeah. I think I love the time that we live in now is that like you don't even have to declare that you're going to be a lesbian. Like it's so fluid. Like everything's so fluid now.
But you can't go back from being gay though as a man.
Like
if a guy used to be gay, now he's like all straight. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
Like I just don't trust him. I don't know.
But that's a generational thing because the kids now, like they don't even believe in any of that.
The kids, new kids, they I love everyone.
Like the 20-year-olds.
Yeah. What's wrong with those people?
They just, they'll fuck anybody.
Why are they happy?
Yeah, they're just happy and
why?
Broke.
Why are they so happy and broke? Like, I cannot be happy when I'm broke.
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to ask some 20-year-olds. Are you 20? Is anybody in this room 20? Nobody knows.
Yeah, I had this, like, I was just talking to this girl, Paige. She's like 20-something. She's like, I love everyone. I'm so happy. I'm like,
oh, you know what?
I haven't met my mother yet.
Actually, I read an article about this.
Uh-huh.
It's because the world is ending and they know it. Oh. That's what it is.
Because they're broke.
They're like, everything's going to shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the world is going to be literally over. Like, we're running out of water.
Talking about the water.
The apocalypse is in my lifetime, so why should I give a fuck?
Angelito, talk about water. There's a water bottle. There's a research, right? There's a water bottle. They found a tiny piece of glasses in the water. Tiny, like a micro. So when we drink water, we are drinking glasses.
Yeah, glass.
What is it?
So they've been finding microplastics and nanoplastics everywhere.
What's a nanoplastic?
It's just a smaller version of a micro.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
In our water bottles.
Water bottles, yeah.
So what's happened to our assholes?
There's plastic in your asshole. I mean, there's plastic in everything. There's plastic in breast milk. They found that.
That's why my son's crazy.
Your son, if he was drinking your breast milk.
I breastfeed both of them. I mean, I feed my son for 6 months. My daughter just 3. I mean, it's plenty for her.
Was it horrible? A lot of women say breastfeeding was worse than
it was. If you are OCD, don't do it. Because your milk is everywhere and it's sticky, you know,
it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's like having a guy come out with tits 24/7, nonstop.
My sister had a cyst. Like one of those horrible.
Yeah, it happens.
Like a duct. Yeah. Like an infected duct.
Yeah, oh yeah. It happened to me at the beginning. It was just like, my milk can't come out. So my ex-husband was sucking it. He had to suck it out every morning.
He did?
He worked for it. Yeah, because he wanted his son to have breast milk. You know, it's for Wednesday.
Did he drink it or did they spit it out?
He drink it because he thinks it's good for him. He's like the Chinese man would drink a little boy's pee because it's good for you. Like drink it.
Was your husband Chinese?
Shanghainese, yeah. From Shanghai. Those men, Shanghainese men, not as good as Northern. I mean, there's nice Shanghainese men, but I didn't get one. That's nice. Anyways, I'm still alive, so. I'm alive as a Thai pussy. I'm funny. And nobody has seen my pussy yet. Other than...
You know what? That's the bottom line.
My son.
That I love about
you.
He
came out from my pussy.
Is that you are funny.
Oh, thank
you. Like, that... That was the thing that I impressed you, like, because when I met you, I had no idea who you are because I'm not on TikTok. I didn't know you were a huge TikTok star. I don't know. I'm an old lady, so I didn't know anything. And so I met you and I was like, who's this bitch that's somebody's girlfriend that's mm-hmm. in a spray painted dress and she's drunk and you went on stage and you crushed. And then I started following you on TikTok and I was like, this bitch has jokes.
Me so funny, honey.
Like that was the thing. I was like, because someone in your position could, like, rely on, like, your accent and just doing stupid shit, like, mm-hmm. shticky shit. But you have jokes.
I bought a club to build jokes. The moment I started comedy, I bought a club on Melrose. I have host open mic 10 hours a day.
And I was years. Like, that was the thing that I was so impressed by you. I was like, this bitch isn't relying on any of the things. Like, you could rely on your looks. You could rely on your accent. You could rely on, like, whatever, like, being outrageous. But you have jokes. Like, and that's the thing that I was so impressed.
Looks go away. Accent go away. When you suck more white dicks, your accent go away. Oh my God. I feel so good. Those jeans are like so good. That's lame.
Ew. But you got jokes. You write jokes. You write solid jokes.
Yeah, I'm a communist peasant. Like, I work hard. I develop my talent. Like, I need to make sure my kids go to Ivy League because I don't want to kill them, you know.
I hate to tell you, by the time your kids go to school, I don't even know if Ivy League is going to be a thing.
It won't be because it's crazy.
Like, I don't think college is a thing. You know, they just they just announced like half the companies are not requiring a college degree now.
I like that because it's good.
It's yeah. Absolutely. Like, you and I both know people who went to Harvard mm-hmm. who are fucking dumb as shit.
Yes. I think the requirement is like, if you want to be really elite, have you ever been to the Epstein Island? That should be the standard, right? Do we have a new list coming out of the Epstein Island?
I think it came out already. The last batch.
Who's the most shocking one?
Yeah, tell us.
I don't think anyone's shocking on that.
Tell us the list.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Kinky little fuck.
He's kinky as fuck.
He's in that chair, like, hunched over, being, like, just, like, if he could grab his dick, he would.
He can't. So he just have tits, like, falling on his face. What's the list now?
In this recent document, Bill Clinton.
Avi.
Let's see, Al Gore, Tipper Gore.
Huh.
Yep. We also got Trump.
Obvi.
He was on the list, but they said that he did not engage.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, you're a two, you're a one, you're a three, you're a four, and no.
And also a retail magnate by the name of Leslie Wexner.
A lady? A lesbian? Maybe?
Possibly.
I don't know.
I think
that I wouldn't be shocked by literally anybody.
I would go there. If it's cool, I'm going there. I don't give a fuck. I'm going there. If it's cool, I don't know. You don't know.
Child rape, though?
I don't know. Because when you go there, you don't know there's child rape until you are there.
That's true.
Then when you are there, you saw it, you know, you have an NDA. Like, you can't talk about it.
Yikes.
Because, like, if I'm going to go there, I just know it's like a billion years. It's cool. It's freaky, like freaky shit. But like when I see that, I'll probably take the child and take them to the factory to make iPhones. You know, like, I'll save you. Go with me to China. Let's make more money on iPhones. And let's put some fucking hidden camera to record those bitches. And then we can blackmail everybody and make our money back. And fuck them in the asshole.
Good. I like the plan.
That's a movie. We should do it. You and I go there.
I like the
plan. And we basically just literally recruit all of the kids who's getting raped. We take them. We just like evacuate them and take them to China to make the iPhone and sell those iPhones to those people on the list and then record everything they do and then blackmail them. Take all their billions.
I like
and fuck
it.
Them in the ass.
I like it.
Yeah, that'll be like good. It. That's the plan.
Yeah, I don't even know how Epstein made his millions.
From knowing everybody. Yes. From knowing everybody, I think it's like knowing the bankers and give the banker the slots the banker wants, give the politicians the sluts the politician wants, and giving God, people the things they want.
Giving sluts is...
Like, just like, I think a whore sale. People do wholesale, hey, whore sale. He sells horse to horny bitches, and those people who has power give him shit. Then he make a deal, he make money, and then more whores. It's just disgusting.
You know what? I decided this year I'm making a shit ton of money.
Yes, you are. I can see money. Money is coming, baby.
This is the year that I'm making
money's
a shit
coming.
Ton of money.
I love you so much.
That last year was such a shit year for me.
Yes.
This is the year.
Give me your hand. Money is coming. It's the year of the dragon. Dragon's flying high, carrying all the money for us. It's fucking flying over you. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just so excited to take you downstairs to do Uber Karen stuff because it's so funny. I have an idea. So where can we find you? Where can my fan find the great Helen Hong?
Well, unfortunately, some other bitch named Helen Hong has my handles.
Find
so
her.
You need to go to
DM
funny
her.
Helen Hong.
DM Helen Hong all the dick pics until she gives up.
Because, believe me, I've tried.
She's not the funny one.
This other bitch. There's multiple other bitches. Mm-hmm. It's not even one bitch that has the same handle. Multiple bitches named Helen Hong have my handles. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to @funnyHelenHong
yes.
to find me.
Thank you for doing this.
For
I love you.
Thank you. I love you.
Yes. Yeah. I am doing, I have a theater tour coming out 2024. So go to Zhaoying's summerscomedy.com because, you know, it's hard, my name, but it's connected to my website, summerscomedy.com. I'm doing all the cities, Seattle, Sacramento, New York, everywhere. Just find me. Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
We did it.